This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Mr. Bob Baxley, the CTO at Bastille Networks, a company that delivers enterprise threat detection through software-defined radio. And Mr. Baxley, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Eric. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Thanks for your time and for coming out. Looking forward to learning more about Bastille Networks. So if you would provide our listeners a background on Bastille and why the company was created. Let's start there.
Sure. So at Bastille, we give enterprises visibility into all their radio frequency devices and emitters, the IoT devices, industrial control systems, wearables, other kinds of RF devices. So the idea was, you've got, if you're an enterprise, you've already got good visibility over all the wired devices in your network. You've got good visibility over the devices that you control or that are on your corporate network, but you have little to no visibility of all these other devices that may have RF interfaces. And that's important because those devices could be transmitting data out of your enterprise, or they could be an ingress point for an attacker to get into your network, get into your enterprise. So at Bastille, we've created these software-defined radio sensor arrays. These are devices a little bit bigger than Wi-Fi access points. And you're putting one every 50 to 100 feet in the grid pattern across your floor plan above your ceiling tiles. And so what it means, when I say they're software-defined radio, what that means is that the demodulation is taking radio frequency energy and turning it into ones and zeros and then into packets. That process is all done in software. Your cell phone and your router, those tend to be hardware-defined radios. So your cell phone's got a LTE chip, and whenever you want to upgrade to 5G, you're going to have to go buy a new cell phone that's got a new chip, because that LTE chip is only ever going to do LTE. Software-defined radios, on the other hand, the demodulation that takes you from RF to packets is all in software. In our case, we've written VHDL code that sits on a chip called an FPGA, and processes, does the same thing your LTE chip does, but we're doing it for all the radio frequency devices in your space. And as new protocols come out, it's just a firmware update to those sensors to get new visibility. So we're giving you this kind of packet visibility that you've already got on your wired network and your enterprise network for all the radio frequency devices in your space. Another way to think about it is, in your wired network, you've got a SPAN port on your network someplace that lets you just dump the raw packets. And then you've probably got something in your security stack that monitors that packet traffic to make sure every device is within policy. We're doing the same thing, but for the RF space. Two other points to make, though. One is, we don't see payload information. So we're not seeing, you know, the contents of emails or anything like that. We're only seeing the radio frequency layer one and layer two traffic. That means that we see things like MAC addresses. We see what protocol the device is on. We may see the manufacturer of the device, but nothing personally identifiable or otherwise sensitive. We're just really telling you the existence of the device and telling you the volume of data that it's pushing around. The other point to make is, since you're deploying multiples of our sensors across your space in the grid pattern, we're able to geolocate each one of these devices and emitters in your space and put a dot on your floor plan map for each one of those. So in real time, you can see where all of your transmitting devices are. And then you can rewind time and do forensics and say, answer questions like, was there a device in this sensitive area at 3 a.m. a month ago? And that can help you cross-correlate with other security events that have happened in your space, so that you get a richer and more full picture of how an attacker might have breached your facility.
Certainly some good information to kick things off here today. Now, taking that even further, what are some of the pain points in radio frequency that Bastille is addressing? Touch on some of those.
So a big one is that you just have no visibility into the devices in your space. You know, I think zero trust is becoming the kind of preeminent standard for having for security models, enterprise security models. The idea in zero trust is that we want to get away from this perimeter-based security. So the legacy security said, I've got a perimeter around my network, and once you're in my network, I trust you. And you can go around my network, you can do basically whatever you want, I'm not really monitoring you. The shift to zero trust says, I can't trust things even when they're in my network, I need to continuously monitor them, I need to make sure they only have minimum privileges that they need, I need to make sure that they're cordoned off from other sensitive parts of my network, so they can't move around, or if an attacker breaches me, they'll only be limited to one kind of firewall area of my network. So Zero Trust is the standard today. And without Bastille, you're not able to enforce your Zero Trust model for all the radio frequency devices. So this is the pain point. You've got this network traffic that you have no visibility into, and you're implicitly trusting that that traffic is all good and within policy. With Bastille, we can give you that visibility and then let you go enforce policies around that traffic. As an example, so we deployed to a data center, and 20 sensors in the data center. The person in charge was sure that there would be no RF devices in this big data center. It had an escort policy. It was a very, very high secure data center. And it turned out, as soon as we turned on our sensors, two chillers, these are air conditioning units in the data center, had this radio frequency interface called Zigbee, an IoT protocol that operates in the 2.4 gigahertz band. And it turned out the vendor who installed those chillers hadn't turned off that Zigbee interface, because our customer had thought they were controlling these chillers over their wired Ethernet interface, but it turned out they had the Zigbee interface. So Bastille could, one, tell them that there was two of these devices and geolocate them on a map, so you knew it was the chillers. And then two, we could see that the beacons coming from the chillers were not requiring encryption or authentication. So anybody with a Zigbee radio could have come by and connected to those chillers, controlled the chillers, and used the chillers for a jumping off point into the corporate network.
Yeah, thanks for that thorough response. That is much appreciated and most helpful as well. Now, how will radio frequencies complexity in the workplace change as workers return based on the devices they bring in and the devices that they may be asked to wear? Touch on some of the details per that question.
Well, one of the big concerns with personal wearable devices, especially in sensitive facilities where you're doing secure R&D or a data center or a government facility that's doing sensitive work, is that that wearable, that personal device the person carries may have been compromised unbeknownst to them, right? You may have gotten a malicious app, or the device may have otherwise been compromised. So if you're bringing in a connected device, connected via cellular or Bluetooth or otherwise, into a sensitive area, you've now, you know, brought the fox into the hen house. And if you don't have visibility of where those devices are and what they're doing and whether they may be exfiltrating data, then you're blind to this threat. So that's the big sensitivity. As people have gotten comfortable working from home, they may be starting to bring more devices to their workplace than they would have had they not worked from home. So I think we're seeing that in our customers, is that they're, as people come back to the office, they're making sure they've got really good RF visibility to understand when people are bringing compromised wearable devices and otherwise RF devices into their space.
Certainly appreciate your visit and some of the insights shared already today. We're joined by Mr. Bob Baxley, the CTO at Bastille Networks, a company that delivers enterprise threat detection through software-defined radio. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us, Mr. Baxley, what are the benefits of using Bastille's technology for zone detection to mitigate the unforeseen new threats from other contract tracing technologies?
Well, so, you know, one of the things we can do at Bastille is you can set up zones in your facility. So you may have zones where you've got more permissive device policies, where devices are allowed and they can move around. And you may have other zones, other spaces in your facility where zones are, where devices are not allowed. So you can zone off these areas and set up device policies. One of the other forensics and analytics we give you, though, is if everyone in your facility is carrying around an emitter, say a Bluetooth badge, or you've otherwise enrolled them in some sort of RF emitter system, Bastille is able to understand when certain users go into certain zones. So if you're doing contact tracing, we can give you that visibility. We can tell you that employee A has been near employee B in this zone for X amount of time, and you may have policies around that sort of thing. You may be trying to do split shifts or otherwise keeping people who haven't had the COVID vaccine, for instance, apart from each other.
Another question for you in regards to the healthcare industry. What are some of the steps that the healthcare industry can improve on to protect facilities and patient data from adversaries?
Well, so the healthcare space is really interesting because, you know, a hospital or medical facility is full of radio frequency transmitting devices. everything from MRI machines to portable blood pressure monitors. So those can be vectors for attackers. So you'd like to have good visibility as to where those are in your space. There's inventory kind of tracking use cases where you don't want a sensitive piece of equipment to end up in the wrong space. And you certainly don't want someone to compromise that equipment and use its RF interfaces for nefarious purposes. So the kind of self-serving answer here is you should have RF visibility into all these radio frequency devices in your healthcare facility. And that's one way to shore up your cybersecurity posture.
Definitely some good information right there and advice. Thanks for that. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Well, I think, it's mostly for these wearable devices and for phones, you should definitely be very careful about what kind of apps you download. There's all kinds of apps that seem innocuous if they're not from a verified vendor, a big tech company. It's possible that they've got some malware on them that lets an attacker use your phone as an exfiltration device. So be careful out there with the kinds of devices and have good cyber hygiene.
Mr. Baxley, really appreciate all the insight and information shared here today on behalf of Bastille Networks and what you do in this space as well. Where can listeners get more information on Bastille Networks and how could they be in touch as well?
So you can check out bastille.net, and we've got a dozen or so webinars. So if you want to dig into any of the aspects of what I talked about today, we've got webinars and white papers and all kinds of content that you can check out there.
And certainly an added resource as well. Again, folks, it is bastille.net. Mr. Baxley, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Eric. Great being here.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Bob Baxley, the CTO at Bastille Networks, a company that delivers enterprise threat detection through software-defined radio. And for all the details, visit bastille.net. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.